Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Set us on fire, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your name. Glory, glory, glory to the Father. Set us on fire. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then assigning our task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchGirlDresses.com, the place where good girls shop. With everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, we got you covered because there's nothing wrong with being holy and fine at the same time. Visit our sponsor at churchgirldresses.com. Today's Daily Fire is perilous times. Perilous times. And we are in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180, and I welcome everyone who's called in with me right now. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. But your best bet is to follow the Daily Fire podcast so the recording is text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern and remains available to you throughout that day and any other day that you want to go back and listen to it, as well as bless someone else's soul by forwarding the text. Follow by texting the message DF Daily Fire to phone number 33222. I say again, text the letters or message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's the entire number. You'll know you have followed because you'll receive a confirmation text, which includes today's powerful teaching on perilous times. All of this information, if you are unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, reading from the KJV. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust, last verse, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Isn't that powerful? Come on, let's give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Perilous times. Today, we're living in perilous times. All around us, we see the evidence of times of imminent risk, danger, ruin, unsafety or lack of safety, treacherous, risky, hazardous times, times of desperation, problematic times, insecure times. Ah, these are synonyms for perilous times. P-E-R-I-L-O-U-S. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, which I just read unto you, Paul was speaking unto Timothy as unto an apostle or pastor, you know, someone, a mentee that Paul had been training, to let him know that even worse days than what they were seeing right then and there, we're going to come. And when we think about the fact that Paul wrote this to Timothy way, way back centuries ago, but we see it happening today, the days when men and women have a form of godliness. Glory. Wolves in sheep's clothing. It helps us first to understand that the Bible is true. Glory. And it's important to understand that the Bible is true, because if the Bible, if this scripture, this epistle, being written way back in A.D., around the time of A.D. 61, the first century, if this was true when it was written way back before such times could truly even be conceptualized, then that means that the remainder of it is true. And because of that, we have to live our lives as though it's true. Because if it is true, and we choose to live in disobedience to it, then everything else, glory, about our inability and ineligibility to enter into eternal life with Christ is true. In 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7, we see some of the characteristics of what men and women would be like in the last days, which we're living in right now. Lovers of themselves and covetousness and boasters, you know, it got down to disobedience to parents. Now, you may say people have always been disobedient to their parents, but not to the point where we look around and almost daily we see they are not just disobedient, but even killing their own parents, conspiring, Jesus, siblings, conspiring to kill their own parents without natural affection. Isn't that the days we live in? Everybody's fake. Everybody's putting on a show. Everyone's showing you or introducing you to their representative. False accusers. Every time we look around, despisers of those that are good. We're in the last days of perilous times. Times where if you are good, people get upset about you being good. they get upset about you living right. I remember when Tim Tebow burst on the scene in college and in the NFL, people were mad because he was saying he was a Christian. People were mad because the fact that he was a virgin waiting on marriage to have sex due to his faith, people were mad about that. So you had people calling for Tim Tebow to be fired from the NFL, not because they felt he was a bad quarterback, not because they felt he didn't play well, but because they were tired of hearing about Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Now, every day in the NFL, we were hearing about players who had murdered somebody. They murdered their girlfriends. They murdered their friends. Players who were being arrested for drugs. Players being arrested for domestic violence who could come back and people would give them a second chance, third chance, all kinds of things. But don't you dare put the light of Christ in my face. Don't you dare have people's faith pushed down my throat, they were saying. Even though Tebow wasn't pushing it down anyone's throat, he was just living his life, giving praise to God. But that's what it said, despisers of those that are good and lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. Everybody can wear the WWJD bracelets. What would Jesus do? Everybody says, I thank God at the award ceremony. It's in vogue to say, I thank God. But it's only an outward appearance of God, appearance of godliness, but denying the true power, not wanting to live unto God. The word said, from such, turn away. It doesn't mean you can't love them. Doesn't mean we don't pray, intercede, help to meet the needs, and show compassion. But you got to be careful of getting yourself so entangled with those who are enjoying the perilous times that before you know it, you yourself, Jesus, have been called away, called up. And that last verse, it said they're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Always got something to debate with you about the word. You got to turn away, hallelujah, because in Hebrews 9:27, the Bible said, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after that, the judgment. We will, every one of us, see God, hallelujah. Either we will meet him in peace to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord, or we will be cast away into the lake of eternal fire, wherein he says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I know you not. Perilous times, perilous days, the last days are here. Whose side, glory, will you be on? Will you choose God, which means you choose life, glory, or will you choose Satan, glory, which means you choose death? Just know also that in these last days, perilous times will come, have come, shall come, and are come. But John 3:16, Jesus has come. God has given his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's go into prayer. Isn't this powerful? Oh, Father, we magnify your name. We give you glory today. Father, we thank you for this daily fire, focusing on perilous times, identifying for us that we are in the last days, so we must make a decision of whom we will serve. Either we will serve you, live for you, love you, and spend eternity with you, Oh, we will hate you, abhor you, refuse and reject you, and spend eternity away from you in hell. Help us not to just have a form of godliness. Going to church, but no relationship with you. Speaking your name, but no relationship with you. Saying you are Father, but we've never given our lives to you. Father, just saying your name because it's the trendy thing to do. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory. Help us, Lord. We want to live right. We want to serve you. Father, we want to be saved. We want to be saved, God. I'm not talking about salvation that is contingent upon how you wear your hair, that's contingent upon if you wear a dress or not. We're talking about covenant relationship with you, Father, that brings us into desire to live right, to get into your word, to pray, Father, to spend time with you, to come into your house and assemble ourselves together with the saints. We're talking about salvation that changes us from the inside outward so that we are true ambassadors of you. Salvation that produces integrity, to do right when no one's looking, to do right when no one else is listening, that produces a craving, a desire to live for you because we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening that you touch them right now. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Help us to examine ourselves to see if we have those characteristics of those people whom we have read about in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, that are not exemplary of Christianity. Glory. Now, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everyone say, I will examine myself because I'm living in perilous times. In Jesus' name, amen. Keep praising him. I'm going to do the altar call, then our task for today, and we'll end because our time has run. Just keep on praising the Lord. This word ought to have been causing some things to fall off of you, the anointing. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will follow your word, because I know I'm living in the last days. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. We love to have you. We appreciate you. And God loves you. Everyone, make sure you're going to church. Make sure you're in that word every day. Daily Fire is part of your daily devotional and time with God. So make sure you do not miss it. Either call in live with me at 7 a.m. or after 8 a.m. Go to feelthefire.com to hear it on my ministry website, or text the letter or the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. All right, our topic for today is perilous times. Your task for today is to examine yourself and to make sure that you are living a life which exemplifies the true light of Christ as opposed to just a form of godliness. All right, I'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. Remember, visit our sponsor, churchgirldresses.com, and send me your prayer request on feelthefire.com. We're in the last days. Will you be ready to meet the Master? Woo!
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, sing.